Focus on Climate. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden heads to Massachusetts to announce new climate change measures, but will stop short of declaring a national emergency.
President Biden is expected to say that he believes climate change poses a major threat to America's existence. The president's speech is going to be happening at an old coal-fired power plant in Somerset, Massachusetts. It's expected to focus heavily on extreme heat, how he believes it's endangering both American workers and communities. But this trip comes amid an extreme debate that's still going on up on the Hill, where the president's climate and tax agenda essentially remains stalled in the Senate. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin refusing to sign on to the proposal, and that is sparking outrage among fellow Democrats.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. The Uvalde, Texas School Board will discuss whether to fire school police chief Pete Arredondo on Saturday. He was in charge of the police response to the school shooting, where 19 students and two teachers died. A prosecutor in Georgia is investigating whether former President Trump illegally interfered in the state's 2020 general election.
The prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, which includes Atlanta, continues her grand jury investigation into potential illegalities by the Trump campaign for its claims the Georgia 2020 presidential vote was tainted. Fannie Willis says 16 GOP operatives claimed they would be the state's duly elected and qualified electors in order to cast electoral college votes for Trump instead of Joe Biden, who was certified as the state's winner. She's now informing them they could personally be indicted for election fraud.
Fox's Evan Brown. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska speaking to Congress today through a translator, urging U.S. support for her country. She was calling for Congress to approve air defense systems to help fend off Russian attacks since the invasion earlier this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A funeral mass gets underway later this hour in New York City to remember former President Trump's first wife, Ivana, who died last week at the age of 73.
The service, which is invitation only, will be held near Trump's longtime home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Ivana Trump died on Thursday from injuries sustained during a fall. Her three children, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric Trump, are expected to attend the service. People magazine reports that the Trump family has asked that rather than sending flowers, funeral guests are requested to make a donation to Big Dog Ranch Rescue, a Florida-based nonprofit group that works to minimize dog homelessness. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A mandatory evacuation order has been issued because of a wildfire in North Texas. That's been lifted as the threat of fire remains high today in the state due to hot temperatures, high winds, and drought conditions. The heat in the United Kingdom is breaking records, and one movie theater company is helping people with who are more susceptible to the sun.
Showcase Cinemas UK is offering free movie tickets to people with red hair this week. The promotion has been dubbed SPF for Redheads. That's Sun Protecting Flicks. The company's website says the movies will give them shelter from the sun inside their fully air-conditioned cinemas. People with red or blonde hair and fair skin are at a greater risk of developing skin cancer, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Temperatures reached extraordinary levels in the UK this week, getting so hot that the runway melted at England's largest Air Force base. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A mother is rejecting a Sesame Street-themed amusement park apology after a viral video appearing to show a costumed character waving off two six-year-old black girls at a parade outside Philadelphia.
I just feel like the apologies were not genuine.
Officials with Sesame Place saying the performer did not intentionally ignore the young girls and is promising to take action to do better. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.